They say the life is all about second chances.
President Obama pardoned two turkeys at the White House today, a tradition meant to illustrate the generosity and compassion of the Thanksgiving holiday. But for some, this time of year is more than a show of goodness.
We are here today because today is the President Obama will give mercy for the turkey. And we are asking President Obama to give mercy for our children in Gaza because our children need more mercy than the two turkeys.
It's just my duty and my responsibility to be here as just a human being, no matter from where you are or what your background is.
Although a ceasefire has been declared by the Palestinians and Israelis, many are still concerned about the conditions Palestinians, especially those in Gaza, live under.
They only have power 6 hours a day, you know, so they don't have hot water. They don't have potable water. They can't refrigerate anything, you know. So, and there's children who are living with this, with the sound of drones actually every day, not just during a time of war like now. So when the ceasefire is eventually reached, like I'm sure it will, they'll go back to their normal. And their normal is literally drones overhead at all times, to the point that you almost forget they're there.
As a result of the current blockade, only 20% of Gazans have food security, meaning they have adequate physical, social, and economic access to food, while another 38% live below the poverty line. Infrastructure is pummeled continuously without proper materials for construction, and medical supplies, especially now, are at dangerously low levels.
It's been a week now that protesters have been gathering here outside the White House, as well as the State Department and the Israeli embassy.
Their message is a strong one against the U.S. government's relationship with Israel and the role it's taken in crisis situations.
Has a lot of culpability in this. We provide the military aid for this, and we also have laws about how our weapons can be used. And we didn't enforce those laws back in 2008. We didn't enforce those laws when the flotilla attacks happened. And that's why Israel feels that it can do this indiscriminately without any culpability or any repercussions.
We need real pressure to the Israeli government and stop supporting them with aid, so that the children of Palestine in Gaza, the people of Palestine, could finally live like every other human being in the world.
The same Thanksgiving protest took place 5 years ago, asking the then Bush administration to end the siege and starvation of the children of Gaza. Marjan Asi, Press TV, Washington. Free!